Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Obie and Ashley, and today's podcast, as you jump into this, just remember we take the whole show and we boil it down to this. So things like the second date update that you really love, you're going to get in this podcast right now.
Oh yeah, we've had a lot of people saying, when are you going to have new ones? It's like, well, you can't force people to go on dates, first of all, but they are rolling in. And this one too, especially maybe the holidays, people are wanting to go out more often.
Yeah.
But what she didn't like about where he took her on today's episode.
Okay, and then how about tonight, as you listen to this show, tonight on TV, they're going to have CMA's Country Christmas with Gabby Barrett as one of the hostesses. What's cool about her? She's also going to be part of the K92.3 All-Star Jam.
Yep, and she's on the show today talking about how this past year's been. Is she ready to host something like the CMA Country Christmas tonight? It's all in today's podcast.
Okay, this morning we'd love to send the national anthem out to you who are doing the prep work for all the restaurants and all the eateries where we're going to eat at, you know, on the drive-in. There's times where it's like 4:30 in the morning and I'm driving in and I see certain places that the lights are on. I'm like, what the hell? Like, who opens at this time? But if you're having breakfast and you're serving danishes and stuff like that, somebody's got to do the baking.
Ooh, yeah, bakeries and the prep work. When you say the prep work, I'm like, oh, yeah. You think about even the Dunkin' Donuts, the national chains, where there's people like, sure, they might have product already, but they've got to get in there and get it ready for those. As soon as that time opens and someone's sitting at that drive-thru,
yeah,
ready for their coffee and their donut or whatever it may be, like, they better be ready.
Yeah, so love it. You know, Ashley brings up a great point because, you know, the Dunkin' Donuts, as they get their donuts, I think about the 7-Elevens as they get their sandwiches, the Publixes as they get their rotisserie chickens ready and everything ready. So thank you for the prep work that you do from OB, Ashley, and those of us here at K-Nation, the national anthem out to you. Obie and Ashley, K92.3. All right, so we've got ourselves a busy week ahead, Ash.
It's so busy. I feel like after Thanksgiving, this always happens, but we're even busier because we never normally have our All-Star Jam in December. It's normally in September.
Yeah. Well, and the All-Star Jam is, so that's 2 weeks from now, okay? What we do want you to get prepared for, though, is that this week is crazy, okay? So at the end of the week, we're going to end it with Kane Brown. That's going to be a big show. Just want to give you the heads up right now that you've got tickets coming your way. 7, 11, and 3 today. Want to make sure that we get your tickets in your hand. And then, of course, join us at the street party. That's going to be cool on Friday, too.
Yeah. Oh, there's all so much going on with Toby Keith coming in on Saturday. That show's completely free.
Yeah.
And then Tower of Toys kicks off with Slater up in the Winter Garden Village Clock Tower again, back after last year was a little different. We didn't do it full out because of COVID. So this year, Slater will be back up there. We'll talk more about that all this week.
Well, hold on. Let's park there for a second because it is Cyber Monday. Okay, and you know, Ashley and I were in here talking like, well, what's the difference between Black Friday sales and Cyber Monday sales? I'm getting emails for both.
Yeah, back in the day, well, before the internet was like, I mean, the internet has been the internet for most of our adult lives, mine anyway. And Cyber Monday, I think, was the online deals, but if that was before Amazon was so large. And I think a lot of people do all their shopping online anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, I think a retailer would be the one that would be like, well, you see, the difference between our sales are because they want to get you in for all of them.
Well, to be honest, I mean, I would love for a retailer to be like, oh, well, this is the difference between the two. Because right now, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they even, you know what? Hold on. Because all this started last Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
When I started getting the emails about Black Friday shopping early. And then through Saturday and Sunday, it was like extended holiday sale.
Exactly. And they just give you a different deal. Like, they've got one deal on Black Friday and then a different one on Cyber Monday. So,
okay. So here's our deal. Is if you are going to take advantage of any of these deals, then just remember that Slater's going up in that tower on Friday.
Yeah.
And man, it's going to be a chilly weekend. Like, I think tomorrow the temperature drops too. Oh. This always happens to Slater. Rather the temperature drops or it snows, not snows, it rains out of nowhere. But nevertheless, that starts on Friday. So Winter Garden Village has a very historic, right in the center of the village, a clock tower that Slater stays up in until we collect enough toys. And I think this year we're doing 50,000.
Yeah, and we totally understand a lot of toys aren't even available this year because they're all stuck out on barges. Like, there's a little bit of a shortage of toys. So if you find any, make sure you grab them for Slater.
Well, Big Lots goes a long way.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Some of those places, you know, five and below.
For sure.
So anyways, that's Tower Toys, and that starts on Friday with K92.3. Oh, Gabby Barrett. Holy crap, she's hosting tonight's Country Christmas.
Yes, and she's on our show with us coming up next.
Obi and Ashley, K92.3, we're getting closer and closer to the K92.3 All-Star Jam. Remember, that's December 10th. Of course, you could win your tickets with us, but secure those tickets, y'all. You're going to have Gabby Barrett on the stage with Jake Owen at the same time as maybe Tennille Arts. Anything goes with our 9-artist lineup on that stage that night.
And we got Gabby Barrett on the show with us this morning. CMA, ACM nominee, new artist of the year. I mean, she's got so many different accolades under her belt now. But she's with us, and you know her from songs like this. He's one of the good ones. He's on my mind. And her very first smash on the radio. And then I hope she takes like it did on. And, of course, tonight, we don't want to miss this. She's hosting CMA's Country Christmas on ABC with Carly Pierce. Good morning, Gabby. How are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling a little like burnt bacon just from the busy. But I'm doing really good. Very blessed.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, so here, let's jump right into that because, you know, burnt bacon needs some time to rest. When are you going to, when do you get to say, okay, everybody, we're done. It's holiday time.
Pretty much after the first week in December. I normally after CMAs, I'm off the map a little bit more, but we got a couple more things to do until December and then through January, so that'll be nice.
Well, I know that one of those things, it's kind of lingering maybe, and we always are just so appreciative. We got to say thank you because December 10th is our All-Star Jam that you're playing, and it's our 26th year of the show for this radio station, and Jake Owen, Chase Rice, Brothers Osborne, Morgan Evans, Chris Lane, Tennille Arts, all playing that show. There's 9 of you. And so thank you for extending your holiday time to come in and play in Orlando.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime. I'm glad to.
And let's talk about you. You know, now this success underneath your belt and everything. How are you feeling? Girl, you got to be on fire, right? You're going into the holidays with all this goodness behind you. And
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. My goodness, I've had such a blessed few years with just personal stuff and career stuff, and this year with CMAs and all the different award shows and just all the things. It has been absolutely amazing. So I'm definitely going and rounding out the year feeling very, very thankful.
Oh, and for you to end the year, first of all, when we saw you were doing the CMA Country Christmas, we know, like, industry-wise, that's pre-recorded a lot of times the CMA week. Is there any sneak peeks you can give us? Anything with that show that happened that you can't wait for everyone to see?
I mean, there's a lot of playful just skits. So this was my first time hosting a show. I never thought that I would host. I was like, I'll just stick to the singing because I was always nervous talking or doing anything like that. But Carly Pierce, she's a good friend of mine. She just made everything a lot more comfortable. So I'm really thankful for her because she's done hosting before. But there's a lot of playful skits. Our personalities bounce off of each other really well.
Awesome.
So I would just watch that.
Yeah, we cannot wait for that. The CMA Country Christmas on tonight.
Yeah, now again on with Gabby Barrett, and we've got 5 questions for Gabby. If you don't mind, here we go. Question number 1 is, what is the largest change that you hope happens in the next 5 years with you?
Largest change that I hope happens in the next 5 years?
Yeah, it could be a Grammy, a CMA.
Oh, God.
Personal, professionally.
Oh, a Grammy would be amazing. A few Grammys would be amazing within 5 years.
Woo-wee!
All right.
It's going to happen. Okay, so what job would you be horrible at?
What a good question. A personal speaker.
As you just host CMA Country Christmas and probably nailed it. You're amazing.
Okay. Question number three with Gabby Barrett. Here we are with, what advice would you have given your younger self now knowing what you know?
Get ready for a roller coaster ride, girl.
Oh, wow.
Touché.
Wow. Okay, two more questions. There's a movie about you. Who would you want to be cast as you?
Hopefully I'm saying her name right. Candace Bure.
Oh, I love her. Yes.
Yes, I love her too.
Okay, last question. And Gabby, thank you so much for your talents and your skills. We really appreciate them. Can't wait to see them on the stage December 10th. And with that, if you could be paid with anything, say money wasn't anything, what would you want to be paid in?
Puppies.
Oh, Gabby, I just got a puppy. I'll have to somehow send you the picture because she's the stinking cutest thing.
That's classic.
Let me see.
Classic. Gabby Barrett again, everybody.
All right. Well, Gabby Barrett, we'll see you December 10th at the K92.3 All-Star Jam. And until then, happy holidays.
Thank you all so much.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
We're officially 12 days out from the K92.3 All-Star Jam on December 10th. Gabby Barrett going to be taking the stage that night. Super excited to see her, but we'll be able to see her tonight on WFTV Channel 9. That's our ABC network here, as she's hosting CMA Country Christmas with Carly Pearce. And we got to catch up with Gabby about that whole experience and recording that show. Here's what she said.
I never thought that I would host. I was like, I'll just stick to the singing because I was always nervous talking or doing anything like that.
It's so funny to even hear one of her horrors was speaking in public.
Right? I think about these artists and they're on these stages with thousands of people like screaming their lyrics back to them and people watching them. I was shocked to hear her say that she would be afraid of public speaking.
Aw, it'll be good to watch tonight.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. Yeah. Get you in the holiday spirit. Tons of performances from our favorite country artists. Again, that is tonight, CMA's Country Christmas, 8 p.m. on WFTV Channel 9. Now, Kane Brown, we said it earlier in the show that this week is nuts. It's like we get back from Thanksgiving and it's like boom, 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 all these different things happening. Kane Brown, this Friday at the Amway Center. We're super excited to see him. So all week, up until Friday, we've got your tickets at 7 a.m., 11 a.m. and 3. So you're right around the corner for from some more tickets. But recently when I caught up with Kane, here's what he told me. His wife gifted him when he just turned 28 in October.
She had one of my cars wrapped. While I'm gone, she had somebody come pick my car up, get it wrapped, put a bow on it. I saw it and I was like, whoa. It was like the coolest gift ever.
Wow.
So she went above and beyond on that one.
Okay.
And when you say wrapped, it's like, you know, it obviously had some type of either cool paint job or cool that was a wrap completely around the car. So a lot of people that aren't into cars, you know, you don't really know what that is.
And that's expensive, man, a wrap job on a vehicle. Yeah. I know when we get our vehicles wrapped here, it's expensive.
For sure. So Kane Brown this Friday at the Amway in Orlando. Super excited for that. And of course, you got your free show Saturday, completely free with Toby Keith, Trace Adkins, Clay Walker, and Eddie Montgomery. That's going to be awesome. And then also for our K92.3 All-Star Jam, want to put this in your ear that all week we're hooking you up with tickets. Five times a day again at 8, 10, noon, 2, and 5 with that grand prize of 2 passes and 2 premium seats to a VIP pre-show party thanks to roofclaim.com.
Ashley's All Access is brought to you by Safe Touch Security, home of the verified response.
The Obi and Ashley podcast is brought to you by All American Solar, where you can harness the power of the sun to power your home or business and free yourself from ever-rising power bills.
While helping the environment, you can schedule your free estimate today by calling 386-GO-SOLAR or visiting allamericansolar.com.
Obi and Ashley in the morning
on K92.3.
It's time for the O-Town Showdown.
Powered by Appliance Stockade in Merritt Island.
Hey, good morning, you two. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
Woo-wee. All right. We got ourselves a brother showdown here. You know, it's interesting. Somebody shared with me yesterday that they play along in their car. So for all of you playing along in your car, thank you for joining us. We've got McKinnon here representing the fine folks in Clermont.
Hey.
Woo. Hello.
All right. Going up against Connor in Titusville, the other side of Central Florida.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, all right. So you neighbors are completely different sides of the state. Why don't you guys say good morning to each other?
Good morning, Tyler. How are you?
I'm doing good. What about you, man?
I'm doing good. Driving into work.
Okay.
All right. We like this. All right. For those of us joining us for the first time, here's the way that the game is played. We've got my beautiful co-host here, Ashley.
Hi.
She's got three questions for you, and the questions are not that hard. It's not who's the smartest. It's who's the quickest, using their sound, having the right answer. That's how you win this showdown, right?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Let's get to those buzzer sounds from you guys. So, McKinnon, what's going to be that sound for you when you think you're right?
I'll use Emily.
Who's that?
That's my daughter.
Oh, love that. All right, Connor, your sound when you think you're right?
Brooks.
Who's that?
That's my son.
Oh, man, this is going to be a good one here. All right, we're ready for the
O-Town Showdown. Question number one. There's actually quite a few artists coming to town this upcoming weekend. Name one of them.
Emily.
Okay, Connor. What you got, McKinnon?
Kane Brown.
Yes! He'll be here Friday night.
Nice. Well played. All right. That's one for the city of Clermont, which means Titusville. Your people are waiting for you, Connor.
All right. Question number two. Since you are playing for four tickets to the Asian Lantern Festival, I went this past week. It's super cool. Where is this festival located?
Brooks.
Okay. What you got, Connor?
Orlando.
Hey!
Good guess, though. It's a good. That was a really good guess. It's in Sanford. All right, it's at the Central Florida Zoo.
Okay, question number two.
All right, question number two. The Dallas Cowboys played on Thanksgiving Day. What country star played the halftime show?
Emily.
Okay, what you got, McKinnon?
I'm going to go with Luke Combs.
Yes!
Wow, well played, brother. That's two right there. That makes you the winner of the O-Town Showdown.
Congratulations, yeah. McKinnon. So the Central Florida Zoo has this Asian Lantern Festival going on. It's super festive. My husband and I went last week. It is a really good time. So we're going to hook you up with four tickets to check it out.
Thank you.
You're
yeah,
welcome.
Now, Connor, we're definitely going to get you on Redemption, man. But for right now, can we get this air hug?
Oh, bring it in.
Come on, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, nice. Connor, we'll
congratulations, man.
Yeah, we'll definitely get a win for you in Titusville a little bit later. But, guys, thank you so much for, first of all, being cool to each other and doing the O-Town Showdown right there.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You.
K92.3. Doing the right thing.
And Ashley in the morning.
You know we love this part of the morning. We're back from Thanksgiving. Hope y'all had a good Thanksgiving weekend. But there were some teens out there doing some good.
Oh, yeah. So this one's in New Jersey. I want to take this, first of all, not only are we going to take this to New Jersey, where you've got 21 kids that we're going to talk about. They're in the Ramsey, New Jersey area where Brian Schwartz, okay, first let's get to this guy because he's the one who founded this nonprofit where these teens could work for and volunteer for. So let's start with him. So Brian Schwartz founded IWantToMowYourLawn.com. Okay, so this is to service the senior citizens, the veterans. During the pandemic, he ended up losing his job working for an ad agency and ended up starting this business.
That's awesome.
Well, now you can find them in 35 states, over 150 volunteers where these kids got involved after he went to the Ramsey, New Jersey Board of Education and asked if he could get involved with some of the students there, where the students volunteered, were more than happy to jump on a bus. 21 New Jersey teens, 7th and 8th graders. They went to all the senior homes, and they raked up all the leaves, did all the lawns of all those homes. And that's what this dude does.
So cool.
So I think it's so interesting that, you know, you have people who have brilliant ideas and maybe you don't have the oomph, or maybe somebody's not pushing you from behind to say, hey, come on, do this.
Yeah.
But this guy, even looking at the van, I got a good shot of his van. And right there, plastered along the side, it says, IWantToMowYourLawn.com. Free lawn service for senior citizens and veterans.
I love that. What a, it's such a great idea. And for him to have the idea to go to the school board and say, hey, I know students need community service hours. My organization would love to have their help. And yeah, the fact that they've got 150 volunteers helping run this thing, and these teens all went and did this during their holiday break.
Well, and the multiple layers that are going on, right? You have Brian, who took a tragedy, losing his job and turning it into something really cool. You have the senior citizens and the veterans who get the benefit from seeing these youngsters come out and bust their humps. And then you have the youngsters, this is to wrap that story up, they all want to come back and finish those lawns in another month. So they're all tied to the project all because of this guy's idea. So Brian Schwartz, who founded IWantToMowYourLawn.com, that plus the 7th and 8th graders who decided to volunteer, and anybody who volunteers to help the senior citizens and veterans out, that's doing the right thing.
Obi and Ashley's Doing the Right Thing. Brought to you by Bel Air Heating and Air Conditioning.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
Kenny Chesney's on K92.3. Orlando's number one for new country. The same station that for the past couple of years now, Slater, who is on in the afternoon... Right, he's our on-air DJ, used to be our morning show producer, graduated. since then, has been in the tower now, what, a collection of three different times, where three different Christmases. If you go to the Winter Garden Village, which is a huge shopping plaza in Winter Garden, they have this clock tower. Well, up a good 25, 30 feet in the air, that's where Slater spends 24 hours at a time. So when we say 72 hours into it, we collect 50,000 toys. That's what we're looking to do this weekend.
And might we add that he takes this very serious. So even like going to the bathroom, I wouldn't be surprised if the dude ends up with like a UTI. Because he doesn't come down to even go to the bathroom sometimes.
I wasn't expecting you to say that.
just saying, like, real deal here. Slater takes this very seriously. So when he's up there, he's like, no, I'm going to be up there until we reach our goal. So it's really, really fun. There's all kinds of holiday festivities that's going to be going on out there at Winter Garden Village. It all kicks off Friday. And the most important part is for you to know who it benefits. So we always make it a point that it is benefiting and staying local here for our Central Florida communities. So Ronald McDonald House, we will get into more of them, of course, through the week. We always partner with Ronald McDonald House, their treasure toy closets in their homes here in Central Florida. But also, Nathaniel's Hope is newer on board for the second year in a row, and they're actually over by me in the Conway area. They've been around for many, many years, and it's a married couple who lost their son. And they have a daughter. It's a very family organized business, operate a lot on volunteers, but for kids in Central Florida with special needs. They throw all kinds of events throughout the year for kids with special needs, all the way up to teens. So we'll get more details on what specific items they need, and we'll make sure we'll pass that along to you, because last year I remember hearing things like, you know, don't forget about the teen girls with special needs that are, you know, 15, 16, that their cognitive capabilities may not be what you expect a 16-year-old to be. So it's the reality of those situations that, hey, there's different things you can buy, have fun with it, and you make these kids' Christmases, and we can't do it without you. And that's really what it's all about.
Man, I love what you're saying there as you paint the picture of who these toys go to. I sit here in my own head, and I'm like, wow, it's Cyber Monday. I got to make sure I get my deal on this and this and this and this. If I could take one of those thises and step it to the side and be like, you know what, man, let's save that for next time.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe this time I get a toy. Maybe this time I get something that's pretty cool. Like you said, for a teen girl, that I wouldn't have even thought about that.
Right.
You know, I don't even think about the teen boys, you know, and what they need.
Yeah.
But the Ronald McDonald House Charities, man, we love hooking up with them. Of course, in those houses, they have closets. We'd love to stuff those like we've done years past because of your help. For those families that, unfortunately, they're spending the holidays not in their own home.
Mm-hmm. And the siblings. So a lot of times when their sibling is in the hospital bed and, you know, they're there with mom and dad or mom or dad staying at that house, that the toy closets are there for the siblings, too. So they have something to choose from. So it's just really cool. Like, we can talk about it all day.
Yeah.
We've been able to witness it and experience it and go into the homes and be able to show you guys behind the scenes and be like, hey, look, this is what it looks like. This is where these toys go. You know, we're able to show you what your donations go to and that they do stay here locally just to drive away from many of our homes and businesses. And at the end of the day, I mean, we both still have our jobs right here. You right now, you might be taking your kid to work or taking your kid to school after the long break and got to enjoy time with family and friends. A lot of people just don't have that. And it's in Central Florida, too, where a lot of it's under our nose and we don't see it because it's not on the news or it's not that. But just know It's a really fun event that we do, and Slater, again, takes it very seriously. On top of that clock tower, he is not coming down until he gets 50,000 toys.
Well, it's rained one year. Oh, I mean, I 1 year dropped down into the 40s.
I was just going to say, we need to look at this weekend's weather, because I know that cool friend's already coming tomorrow.
Yeah, so your donations, your toys, man, they matter. And Slater goes up in that tower on Friday, and he doesn't come down until we've collected 50,000 with your help with K92.3 and Tower Toys.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obie and Ashley's second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
All right, we're on with Kelly. Let me ask you a question, because this is a lot to do this on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So why?
I don't know. I thought we had a really good time. I mean, it seemed like we had a connection, and I don't know. I mean, it's... I thought it went well. I don't get it.
That's what I was reading. Every time, I think our audience knows, you know, normally when you guys reach out to us at first, it's through an email. We talk to you a little bit on the phone to make sure you're legit. And that's what you just kept saying. You're like, I feel like I'm being pranked that he's not getting back to me. So we're going to try and get a hold of him and see what the heck's going on.
That would be awesome. Thank you.
Hello.
Yes, was hoping to speak to Sean, please.
Sean speaking. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, Sean, this is Obie and that's Ashley.
Good morning, Sean.
So there's two of us because we're a morning radio show.
Hold on 1 second. This is who?
Obie and Ashley. So there's two of us. Because
okay, and you're calling from where?
We do a radio show for the big radio station here in town. We're the morning show, Obie and Ashley in the morning, K92.3.
Okay.
Okay, so the reason why we're calling you is because you went on a date with somebody, and we would love to pay for you guys to go on another date.
Who was that you're speaking of?
You went on a date with Kelly, and now she's trying to get a hold of you again.
Well, who exactly are you to Kelly? Like, how exactly do you know about this?
Yeah. No, okay. So totally understand why you'd ask that question. Kelly listens to us on the morning show on her way to work every day. So she knows we do this thing called Second Date Update. And she's heard us try and get a hold of people who basically have left people hanging after a date.
Oh, gosh. Yes. I took her to my favorite restaurant. Mind you, I go here at least once a week. And it was just like the worst experience I've ever had.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I feel like, I just feel embarrassed, you know, I don't.
Why, though?
Well, first of all, I took it to Dim Sum. Are you guys familiar with Dim Sum?
Yeah, it's like Dim Sum, Vietnamese, yeah.
Not really, but.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's a Vietnamese restaurant. I go there, again, at least once a week. The problem with Kelly is she, like, totally embarrassed me. She's complaining. I bring out one of my favorite, which is the big pork buns. She's complaining. She says they look like they're wet. She's, you know, just a bunch of complaints. And she didn't like any of the food. Like, they literally bring out about five dishes. Mind you, three of them are my favorites. And she just didn't like anything. She's, like, so picky. I just couldn't deal. I just feel like she just embarrassed me. That's my favorite restaurant to go to. I'm a regular there. And she just, wasn't a good experience.
Real quick, overall, is it just like she's a picky eater and you don't like that?
Well, no, it's not that. I feel like she was rude to everyone at work there.
Oh, man. Okay, well, we got to be fair here, Sean. Real quick, we're going to...
Uh-huh.
We're going to let you know that Kelly is on the line. So we talked to her before we talked to you, and we told her we'd give it a shot getting a hold of you. We got to bring Kelly on here, and she did hear all of that.
I don't understand how not liking the food is rude. I mean, I have to eat dinner. Like, aren't I allowed to get something that I like? Like, that. I just don't understand how that's the issue.
First of all, why is Kelly on the phone?
I don't understand why this is such a big deal. I mean, there are lots of people that date that don't have the same food taste. I mean, what if I was vegetarian or something? Does that mean you wouldn't date somebody who doesn't like me different?
I can't even believe you're on a phone, honestly.
Look, I'm sorry, but the food just looked gross. Like, it was, like, things I had never, ever seen before. Like, I just didn't know people ate that kind of stuff.
Like, okay. If I tell you that's one of my favorite entrees, why not at least give it a try?
Wow.
Or when the lady brings you the beef noodle rolls. Those don't look nasty. And I told you they're delicious. They're actually my favorite. Not only my favorite, but my mom's favorite.
I just think I'm an adult and I'm allowed to pick what I do and don't want to eat.
Agreed.
What do you like, Kelly?
I'm simple. I like chicken fingers and mac and cheese and mashed potatoes. I'm just a simple American girl.
Right. You try to be a gentleman. I take you somewhere nice. You know, a nice dinner, a nice meal, not McDonald's. I don't eat McDonald's and pizza and Burger King and all that crap every day.
Well, wait, real quick. You know, so let me just ask this, because Sean and Kelly, like, I have multiple friends, colleagues, coworkers, people I have to go to dinner with, and many of them I have to schedule around where they like to eat, especially if it's somebody coming in and they're a client and they're a vegetarian. So is this something you can work around because you don't eat the same types of food, Sean? Or is it, I mean, you mentioned she was rude, but was it, I don't know. Do we have a miscommunication here? Anything we can do?
You guys, I think I've heard enough. I don't know that I need to go on another date with him, so I think I'm all set. Thank you for trying. I appreciate it.
Wow.
Well,
so
honestly,
completely.
Kelly, that's exactly why I didn't answer your phone calls.
Wow.
If you can't appreciate beef noodle rolls, shrimp noodle rolls, barbecue pork puffs, keep eating your chicken fingers and fries. And see the man you end up with eating that crap.
Wow.
How about that?
Okay, guys. Okay, well, at least we got you two talking.
Home of Obie and Ashley's second date update.
And there you have another show from Obie and Ashley. Hey, we really appreciate you taking the time. We realize that life is busy, and so the fact that you give our show a listen, it really is important. So the other ways that you can find us, my partner here, Ashley.
Yep, on Instagram, at Ashley in Florida. Super easy.
And then me, anywhere you search Obie Diaz. That's where you'll find me. All right, thank you again for making this podcast the number one most listened to podcast in Central Florida. We really appreciate it, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.